Hey, it's Digital Sister, and I'm back. Looks like Pope Benedict XVI is set to resign on February 28th. And it looks like Ghana's Cardinal Peter Koodwo Appiah Turkson is one of those cardinals who may be in the running. If he is selected by the cardinals in the conclave, he would be the third African pope since Gelasius I in the 5th century. So it's going to be interesting to see just what exactly happens. Now, if you've seen the tape with Beyoncé and Ellen when they're presenting an award at the Grammys, it's totally hysterical because Beyoncé, ever the professional, just looks totally horrified and taken aback by Ellen's direct, piercing gaze, which very much looks like she could sop Beyoncé up with a biscuit and some gravy. And it's just really funny, but it's like, good Lord, Ellen, at least have a little couth about it. And you can clearly see that Beyonce's not feeling this direct gaze, from another girl. So, but if you do get to see the clip, it is pretty funny. The death of Donald Byrd is something that I really caught me by surprise. Haven't heard from him in a while, but I loved his music from the 70s. Remember Places and Spaces Up There? Great song. And remember the work he did with the group The Black Birds that were students of his at Howard University, and they had great songs, Rock Creek Park, Walking in Rhythm, those great classics. But anyway, he's going to be missed, and it's so sad when a lot of these great artists pass away. You often wonder where some of the new talent will come in and kind of fill the gap. Looks like Mary J. Blige is having some financial trouble. She's being sued by a bank because she defaulted on a loan, and the charity that she had is also having some financial troubles. So I'm hoping that, she gets it together because, you don't like bad press about you being, kind of a deadbeat and not taking care of things. She's such a great talent, and, you wouldn't want that to override what she does. But I'm often wondering, people at that level, don't they talk to each other to see who may be a good financial advisor to you so that, you don't get into trouble down the road by not staying on top of managing your finances. But I hope she gets it together because she's, a great singer. Glad to see that Robin Roberts is back. She's going to be going back to the show Good Morning America, I believe, on February 20th. So she's been through a lot, but hopefully this did the trick and she'll be on the mend and she will just continue to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Check out the diss with Keisha Cole when she was dissing Destiny's Child during their performance at the Super Bowl. I kind of wonder if it was a little envy because you weren't up there. But we've got to do better with just supporting each other and being happy that they were there. Because you never know if Beyonce gets invited to come back, maybe she would want to have Keisha Cole up there. But if you're throwing shade, she's definitely not going to consider you. Here's a funny, interesting research I found about Logitech, and they did some research on the iPad. They interviewed 2,000 single adults aged 18 and over in the US, UK, Germany, and France, and it seems that 74% approve of iPad activity after sex. Only 43% of Americans said they would find it annoying and would break up with the person because of it. 37% of Americans said they would rather spend the morning after with their iPad rather than with their late-night partner. Overall, 93% use their tablets in bed. 27% admitted they have actually damaged a tablet or smartphone while engaging in sexual behavior. So, I have an iPad and I clearly understand how hard it is to put it down, no matter what kind of activity you're engaged in. So what's the deal with iced tea and cocoa? I don't get it because, they had the reality show Ice Loves Coco. It seemed to be going well. Then a few months ago, these pictures popped up with her and this rapper, Las Vegas rapper called AP9, because she's doing a peep show out in Vegas. That's where she is right now. So, you have to wonder, initially, was it publicity? Because you know how Erykah Badu, with her song Window Seat, took off her clothes walking down Dealey Plaza in Dallas, where President Kennedy was assassinated. And you see more and more artists who are actually, doing more and more outrageous things to get the press. So you kind of wonder what that's about. But with these pictures coming out, I'm kind of thinking, if you're married, why would you put yourself in that kind of situation and leave things open for problems and possibly cause problems in your marriage? So I think sometimes people just have to think before they do things, particularly in this day and age. So, if you happen to be in the nonprofit sector, please check out my blog in the black. It's called The Time for Change Is Now. You can go to clevelandblog.foundationcenter.org/cleveland/in-the-black, and you can read it. And I certainly would love, to hear your comments. But it's all about change. It's all about what people in the sector have to be thinking about today, because the game is very different. Let's talk a little bit about Zora Ball. She's the 7-year-old prodigy who's the youngest person that created a mobile video game using this language called Bootstrap. So she's got introduced to this programming language at the University of Pennsylvania Expo, and she attends Harambe Institute of Science and Tech Charter School, and she's going to something called Stemnasium Learning Academy, where she's also learning Mandarin, Chinese. So she's a math phenom, and she's going to be learning Chinese. So I hope Apple, Google, Samsung, you are taking note, because she is the next generation of developers that we need to be utilizing. So good luck to her and everything that she's doing. The Trayvon Martin case will be coming up soon too, and it's I can't believe it's a year. He would have turned 18, and I hope that the family will just get their day in court so that they can, I can't say get past it, but at least just have their day in court. Such a sad situation, and that Stand Your Ground law in Florida is something that I think people should be taking a look at, because who is it really intended to be directed to? Those are questions that you really have to be looking at. But our continued prayers to her, to his family, because I think they've been very strong and they've shown a lot of courage and a lot of courage when sometimes they would get negative feedback. And you would see that sometimes with comments that people read on Facebook. But again, I always ask, where's the empathy? If that were your child, how would you be feeling? So, our continued prayers go out to his mom and dad as they continue to get prepared for the upcoming trial. Who knew the Jerry Curl was actually created by a white chemist named Robert William Redding? He created hair conditioner and pH balanced shampoos. Let's see. Remember those Jerry Curls? They were oil stains that left marks all over your pillows, couches, beds, dripped all over the floor, and but it was a fashion thing that people were always wearing. So this chemist was somebody who created Jerry Redding product in LA. He created Redken in 1960, Germac 1968, and Nexus in 1979. I always kind of like Nexus, very good product. So who knew? You never know where these hair things are coming from and who's actually created. And I bet if we think, you better think about if you actually had a Jerry curl. I know I had one. I know you had one too. So at any event, thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for continuing to listen. And again, if you're a nonprofit, check out my blog in the black. So I'll be back to you in a few days. Take care. Be well. Digital Sister signing out.